This podcast is brought to you by Men's Tea Clinic. One visit can change your life. Men's Tea Clinic offers a variety of men's wellness programs to help you meet your goals and keep you as strong as you've ever been. Call 972-GO-MEN'S-TEA today or visit menstclinic.com. That's menstclinic.com.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Looking for a job is lonely. Endless searching, phone calls that go nowhere, applications that vanish into thin air. What if you could link with dozens of local companies who are hiring right now with just one connection? That's Express Employment Professionals. Find us at expresspros.com. One connection, endless opportunities, and no fees ever for job seekers. Express Employment Professionals. Expresspros.com.
Left tip, the pitch. Garcia swings and hammers one up the alley left center field. Blade gives chase. He races after, dives, can't get it. One hopping off the wall. Heim scores. Simeon rounds third. He comes home. Young being waved home. The relay throw is offline. Young slides in safely. El Bombi clears the deck. And the Rangers take a commanding 8-0 lead on a bases clearing double from Adolis Garcia.
15-2, Rangers beating the A's. It was DeGromination, and the Ranger bats finally got it going. Joining us now, our Odyssey insider, Brett Boone, here on the D&M Leasing Hotline with Sean and RJ, as we are live here at Inanna Firehouse Tour number 2 here among the stops.
Yeah, stop number 2 has been fantastic here in Anna. I just talked to Frankie. He's in McKinney. He's moving to Princeton. We've had a lot of Princeton folks out here today. Yep. But a great stop here in Anna, hanging out with everybody at 305 South Powell Parkway here for the next about 35 more minutes.
And Brett Boone is brought to you by Granger. Insider Call is brought to you by Granger for the ones who get it done.
And thank you again really quickly to our partners here who have made the Firehouse Tour possible: Whataburger, Fraser Roofs and Gutters, and Firehouse Movers.
So, Brett, you know, last night Rangers put up a 15 spot. They hadn't scored runs seemingly in weeks. We always say the old save some for tomorrow. Do players actually ever say that in the dugout? Hey, let's save some runs for tomorrow.
Absolutely not.
That's
step
right
on their neck when you got them down. This team needed that too. You know, I mean, I look at the footnotes coming off last night, big that Simeon got 3 hits. You know, we know how much he's been struggling. It's been the kind of one of the backbones to this team for a lot of years and really struggling. To see him get 3 hits and be right in the middle of all that, I think that's big. They had a season-high run, season-high hits. They didn't hit a homer, which is pretty rare. You know, I was looking at the box score. They did not hit a home run last night. DeGrom was awesome. I think he's going to continue. I don't know if it's just me. You guys, when DeGrom goes out there, do you kind of watch like, okay, don't get hurt. Don't get hurt.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
You know, because he's been good early, but he hasn't been DeGrom 1 ERA. Mm-hmm. But you can tell it's starting to build. And I've seen that with other players that come back from Tommy John. It takes a little while to get into it. But if this is kind of his revving up and he can stay healthy, man, they've got – 2 years ago when they won the World Series, they blew everybody away because of the offense. And the pitching kind of held together. I think Boach did a great job managing that team, and especially the bullpen, through that postseason and the World Series. But it's kind of flipped. I mean, a lot of similar players, but the Garcias and the Seegers and the Simeons were kind of in the middle of that 23. Garcia hasn't been the same player. I mean, he was a superhero in that World Series of 23. Mm-hmm. He hasn't been the same player. You've got a few new guys in the mix. Peterson, that's been a rough play right there. Berger, you know, he got a big hit last night. He's off to a real slow start. So there's a little bit of a different cast of characters. I think Smith's been great for this team. Langford's turning into a star, but you don't have the Evan Carter, who was a big part of that 23 run down the stretch. So it's a little – it's different personnel. and it's kind of switched. You know, that pitching wasn't there. Right now, I think I'm looking at the pitching. They got the number two ERA in the American League. It helps when you got a healthy DeGrom, Eovaldi, and Tyler Mahle the way they're pitching. You got a couple guys coming off. I think late May, maybe it's Bradford that possibly could come off, so that adds to that mix. But I look at this division. You look at Texas last night, big win for them. Mariners seem like they can't lose right now. I don't understand that offense. They're offensing like a front-line offense out of nowhere. And we know with the pitching that Cal Raleigh's been unbelievable. Probably the best, you know, soup to nuts, including the defense and what he brings behind the plate, coupled with his power. Probably the best catcher in baseball right now. So they're tough. They've been winning. They won 7 out of their last 10. Houston out of nowhere has won 7 out of their last 10. I don't think from the first time I was on with you guys this year, my opinion was this is going to be a shootout in this division, and I haven't changed my mind one bit, and it's the same teams. You know, the Angels got off to a great start. I think they're going to start to show that they're the Angels here. A's are better than they have been in past years, but the A's aren't going to be a threat to these top three teams. It's going to be like it's been for a long time. It's going to be Seattle with that pitching, Texas now with the pitching and the hitting, if we can get that offense going. And Houston, just Houston. They've been kind of dominating this division for a long time now, and it seems like they just don't go away. They've kind of got a knack. And, no, it's going to be an interesting race, but they're tight right now, and we'll see.
Brett Boone joining us here on 105 Through the Fan. Okay, Brett, when we talk about the Rangers offense, we had heard about them having to have a players meeting on Monday and to talk through the issues that they were having at the plate. How much of that do you think, like what would go on in a meeting like that? Is that a little bit of show for like each other of just like, hey, are we locked in here? And how frequently would you say you can actually use that during a season? A pull out a players only meeting card to try and write something.
Right. The infamous players meeting. I've been in a lot of players meetings, man. You know, very rarely, but sometimes, hey, they work and they're good. But for the most part, you ever get in trouble with your parents and you tell them something to get them off your back? Well, that's kind of sometimes how players meetings go. You know, get the heat off. Like, we got to do something. And a lot of times going into it, you don't think that you're going to part the seas when you come out of that players meeting. But the good ones are, you know, some guys maybe get some things off their back or off their mind, say some things they want to say. And they can be good. I mean, I've been a part of it, you know, where I've been called in and said, hey, we're going to have a players meeting. I said, why not? It can't get any worse right now. It can only get better. So, yeah, I've been a part of a lot of them. I'm not going to say they're for show. Usually you're in when you're having a players-only meeting, you're in a pretty tough spot and you haven't been playing well. So what negative could come out of it? The worst case is you're going to continue to not play well. The positive is something shifts in that meeting. Somebody says the right thing at the right time, and you go from there. They can be. They're never detrimental. I don't know how much they help, but I know they don't hurt having those players meetings. Yeah, but you can't go to the well. You know, every time things go bad, we go to a players meeting. And there's only so many runs you got at it. But I don't think there can be any negative that comes out of it.
Because, you know, like every major leaguer that I've talked to, like y'all are accustomed, you're going to lose 60 games. Like every team is going to lose at least 60 games a year.
The great teams are going to lose 60, right.
Right, but like it's even the best. And it's the sport where like you have to, if you can't handle failure, you can't play Major League Baseball, right? You just can't, play the day to day.
That, you know, when you start debating the sports and football, yeah, the physical and once a week, you know, baseball players, from a mental capacity, I think there's pros and cons. The pros are when things are going well, you're winning, your swing's on time, or if you're a pitcher, you've got it, you're hitting your spots. You can't wait to get to the ballpark. I cannot wait. I'm whistling to the ballpark, and I play today.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
Question for our listeners. Which automaker assembles the most vehicles in the country? Here's a hint. It's the same one that employs the most hourly workers in the country, and the answer is Ford. That's not a coincidence. It's a commitment. A commitment your local Ford stores share. And that is why Ford is now offering employee pricing across their full lineup of vehicles, which means you pay what they pay. So visit your local Ford stores today to take advantage of this great opportunity. Ford Motor Company. From America for America.
Every morning brings a fresh new energy. And no matter what the day holds, we come to the Today Show for all of it.
We get the best start to the day because we start it together.
Watch the Today Show weekdays at 7 a.m. on NBC.
And I play tomorrow and I can't wait for the next day and the next day and the next day. On the other side of the coin, it's like when things are going bad and that your swing isn't right and you're not picking up spin and your team can't win a game. You're hiding under the covers when it comes to like 2:30 in the afternoon. Oh, I have to go to the ballpark, and man, I've got to look at film, and it's really tough. As time goes on, just like anything else, as you grow up in this game, and the maturation process takes place, you get your butt kicked enough times, and you get enough experience under your belt, you learn to deal with it, and you know that's why you see the veteran guys and the guys that have been there and done that and had a lot of success. You see them kind of just. They're like this, you know, there's not high highs and low lows. It's just kind of stay in the middle. I'm not saying don't have a good time, smile, turn some music on when you're kicking butt. But also, when it's the other way, you're getting your butt kicked. I don't expect you to be sucking your thumb in the corner. And I had some teammates like that, and they're bad teammates. And on the flip side, I had some great teammates where when they walked into the ballpark every day, I'd look in their eyes, I'd look at their face. I couldn't tell whether they were 5 for 5 the night before or 0 for 5 of 5 punchouts. Those are the great teammates. Those are the true professionals. And you learn that as you get more time in this game.
Odyssey insider Brett Boone, host of the Brett Boone podcast, joining us here, brought to you by Granger on 105.3 The Fan. Odyssey calls brought to you by Granger. I don't know if you saw this. Jose Altuve reportedly asked out of the leadoff spot because now he's playing left field. And it takes him too long to run in, and he needs that prep time. What do you make of that?
I think it's kind of funny because I never thought about that. You know, I've always been in the infield. I've never played it down out in the grass out there. So I was always, you know, well, on a bad day, my dugout was on the third base side, so I had to go across the mound to get home. But it's still a short little jaunt. Obviously my home field, I got to pass the first baseman and I'm pretty much in the dugout. So it's kind of weird when you hear him say it, but when you think about it, if you're in the first base dugout, which I believe at home he is, and he's in left field, it is quite a run. It is quite a run. The fact that I don't think he's messing around or being funny when he says that. He really feels his prep and what he's done his whole career. The jog in from left field is not giving him enough time to be the player he wants to be. If I'm Skipper, I've got to listen to him. And I've got to say, well, am I either going to move him back to second base or am I going to keep him in left field? If I'm keeping him in left field, I need my guy at the top of the lineup. I need a Jose Altuve to be in the right frame of mind to be as successful as he can. So as a Skipper, I've got to consider it.
Wow. Okay.
What'd you think about the Yankees? Three home runs, first three at bats yesterday. If it weren't for Paul Goldschmidt, they could have gone maybe 4 for 4. He goes ahead and gets an out, and then boom, here we go, 4 home runs in the first. Unbelievable what the Yankees are doing.
Unbelievable. And you know, it's always a catch-22 for me when I'm commenting about the Yankees or my brother. Mm-hmm. I feel as if I'm as fair as I can be with him. You know, I don't agree with everything Aaron does, and I agree with a lot of things. We're very like-minded in a lot of ways when it comes to baseball moves. But I've been looking, and I was on a show the other day, and they asked me, you know, as a non-biased, take my brother hat off for a minute, just be a strict analyst. He's done a great job. As much as slack as you get being in New York, over the seven-year tenure I've watched, I mean, he's won 100 games 5 times, took him to the World Series a year ago, and it seems like he's constantly on the hot seat and everybody's, you know, breathing down his neck. So I think he's done a great job. I remember having a talk with him this year right before the season started, and that Gerrit Cole went down and heel. Their rookie of the year wasn't going to come back till at best the All-Star break. He had Giancarlo Stanton. He's still out. And they were kind of in a flux. And I remember telling, man, if you can just hold serve, if you can just survive and get to the break and get heel back and get Giancarlo Stanton back, get that bullpen healthy, then you can make a run and maybe, you know, get a big pitcher to replace a Cole at the trading deadline. They've exceeded that. I mean, they're playing unbelievable. The guys that they've brought in this offseason have done a really good job. They're kind of holding it together on the pitching end. And, yeah, it's pretty good. I think that's another division, though, that's going to be come down to the wire. I think Boston's for real. They haven't got off to the unbelievable start, but I think Boston's for real, and I think it's going to be a Yankee-Boston battle in September.
Brett, thank you so much. We really appreciate the time, as always. Enjoy the week. We'll catch up with you next week.
You got it, guys. Thank you.
There he goes. Brett Boone with us here. Sean and RJ live from Anna. Stop number two of the Firehouse Tour. It's been an amazing day. Let's catch up and crosstalk with the KNC Masterpiece. That is next.